Read it yourself. Read it yourself. Level 4. Fluent Reader. The Firebird. Long ago, in a faraway kingdom, a czar looked out upon his beautiful orchard. "Look," he cried to his sons, "a thief has been stealing the apples from my tree." This was no ordinary orchard and no ordinary tree. It had apples made of gold. "We will find the thief," his sons said. "We will take turns to guard the orchard." But on the first two nights, the eldest sons fell asleep. They woke up to find the thief had taken more golden apples. The next night, the youngest son, Prince Ivan, saw the thief. There upon the tree was a magical firebird. But the firebird could not be caught. "A firebird took your apples," Prince Ivan told his father the next day. "I must see this magical bird," the Tsar said. "I will give half my kingdom to the prince who finds it." "We will find the firebird," his sons said. The princes set off. Before long, they saw a signpost. "We must turn back," the eldest princes said. "I'm going to find the firebird," Ivan said, and he went on. Not long after, Ivan was set upon by a wolf who killed his horse. "I'm sorry, I was so hungry," the wolf said. "Can I make it up to you?" Ivan told the wolf about the firebird. "I will take you to it," the wolf cried. Ivan rode on the wolf to a faraway kingdom. "You will find the firebird here," the wolf said. "Take the bird, but do not take the golden cage." But Ivan could not resist the cage. An alarm sounded, and Ivan was caught by the king's guards.
"So, thief, you want to steal my firebird?" the king cried.
Ivan was very sorry. He told the king about the firebird stealing his father's golden apples, and the king took pity on him.
"You can have the firebird," he said. "But first, you must bring me the horse from the mountain kingdom. It is no ordinary horse. It has a mane of gold."
Ivan agreed. He and the wolf set off for the faraway mountains.
"You will find the horse with the golden mane here," the wolf said. "Take the horse, but do not take the bridle."
But Ivan could not resist the beautiful bridle. Again, an alarm sounded, and Ivan was caught by the king's guards. Again, Ivan said he was sorry. He told this king about the firebird. The king took pity on him.
"You can take the horse, but first you must go to the next kingdom," the king said. "There lives the beautiful Princess Elena. Bring her to me."
Ivan agreed, and he and the wolf went on to the next kingdom. As soon as they met, Ivan and Elena fell in love.
"Take me with you,"
Elena said to Ivan. He agreed. Ivan, the wolf, and the princess returned to the mountain kingdom.
"Ivan, You may take the horse with a golden mane, the king said, and I will marry the princess.
But Princess Elena loved Ivan. She wanted to marry him, not the king.
I have a plan, the wolf said.
The wolf turned into the princess by magic. The king could not see the difference.
I will see you soon, Ivan, the wolf said to Ivan.
Ivan took the horse with the golden mane, and he and Elena rode to the next kingdom. The wolf soon caught up with the others.
Why are you so sad? The wolf said to Ivan. You saved Princess Elena.
I do not want to give up this beautiful horse, Ivan cried.
I have a plan, the wolf said.
The wolf then turned into the horse by magic. The king, who could not see the difference, was very happy with his new horse. He said goodbye to Ivan and the Firebird.
I will see you back at the signpost, the wolf told Ivan.
The wolf soon caught up with the others.
We must say goodbye here, Ivan said.
Thank you.
We may meet again soon, said the wolf.
Not far from the Tsar's palace, Ivan and Elena stopped to rest. Before long, they fell asleep.
Ivan's two brothers saw Ivan and Elena. They were angry that Ivan had found the Firebird and would be given half the kingdom.
We will kill Ivan, the eldest brother said, and then we can take the Firebird.
So, the two princes killed Ivan. The wolf found Ivan's body.
Bring me water, the wolf cried to the birds.
The birds returned with water, and the wolf put the water on Ivan's body. By magic, Ivan was saved.
Thank you, he said to the wolf.
He and the wolf ran after Ivan's brothers. Ivan saved Elena, and the wolf set upon and killed the eldest princes. The Tsar was very happy to see his youngest son. He gave Ivan half his kingdom, as he had said, and Ivan and Princess Elena lived there happily for the rest of their days.
How much do you remember about the story of the Firebird? Answer these questions and find out. How many sons did the Tsar have? Who discovers the Firebird? What happens to Ivan's horse? What does Ivan agree to take for the two kings? How does the wolf save Ivan?
Read it yourself. The Firebird. Adapted by Swapna Haddo. Illustrated by Maria Kolka. Read by Sid Sagar. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2024. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2024.